Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. It started off as a pretty great day for the stock market, but then there was an announcement from the Federal Reserve, and it was pretty much exactly what people expected. But when the announcement was made, boom, the market went tumbling down. There's now a headline in the Washington Post, which ought to alarm everybody. It says, to beat inflation, the Fed might have to trigger a recession. So which is worse? What does it mean? And what would the economic impact be if, as widely expected, there is a tsunami, a true red wave, right, on behalf of the Republican Party, for governorships, for the House, for the Senate, across the board in the election coming up in 6 days. To get some perspective on that, one of the best analysts I know of economically, statistically, on the betting rates that are going on, Jerry Boyer, who is the host of the new podcast Meeting of Minds. He is the author of The Maker versus The Takers. That's The Maker singular. And he is a former columnist at Forbes.com. So, Jerry, where are we? Are we on the basis of a recession? And would a Republican victory on Tuesday, would that actually help to stave that eventuality off?
Yes. I think we are more likely to see a recession than not to see one. By the way, I should clarify, we've already had one. The first half of the year, two quarters in a row, were negative, and that's the dictionary and legal definition of a recession. So we already had a recession. We came out of it in the third quarter, and we'll probably be positive this quarter, but then fairly likely to have another recession early next year. And by the way, that's what we saw in the 1970s, that we saw something called stagflation. And what you know, if you look at the details, it was short recessions, you know, slightly negative, then lackluster recoveries, and then short recessions. That we had, that's what we had in the 70s, and that seemed to be exactly what we have now, accompanied by high inflation. And the reason why that pattern is the same is because in both cases, the central bank created an enormous amount of money that caused inflation, that caused a bubble, and then the Fed had to pull back. They tried to fight that inflation by shrinking the money supply. But when you have a bubble and you shrink the money supply, you also trigger recessions. So they've had this kind of dilemma. They call it the dual mandate, which is what are they fighting any given day? Are they going to fight inflation? All right, that means contract the money supply. Oh, no, we're going to have a recession. Oh, better loosen the money supply. And they go back and forth double-mindedly between those two mandates. And today, the hints that were in the chicken entrails when they announced an already expected 75 basis point increase was the hint is they probably are going to fight inflation more in the future, and so gold fell, and the dollar rose, and the stock market sold off. So tough love, there was a hint of tough love in the announcement today, kind of the daddy Fed rather than the mommy Fed. They're going to pull the punch bowl away and keep it away longer.
And what about the impact? Would there be any notable impact if the Republicans, as widely expected, take over both House and Senate?
I do think the Republicans are going to take over both House and Senate, and I believe that with something like, let me give you the exact number, 74% probability that the Republicans take both the House and the Senate. I think it helps a little, but of course we don't mainly have a congressional problem here. We mainly have the fact that we created a gigantic bubble. I mean, we're paying for the sins of the past. We did this enormous shutdown, and then we created money to make people feel better, to try to keep the economy hobbling along when we have this shutdown. Once you're there, there's no easy way out. Now, a Republican Congress will put the brakes on spending a little bit, and since all new spending is also new borrowing, and all new borrowing is also new money supply creation, because, you know, the central bank essentially finances these deficits, then cutting a brake pedal on spending probably helps a little bit with inflation. But the monetary damage has already been created. We've already created excess money supply. So that momentum is still there, and the only way to fight it, Paul Volcker and Ronald Reagan showed, the only way to fight it is through tough money, through contracting the money supply. But with Reagan, he had pro-growth policies, so that we came out faster and we came out stronger. So we have a Volcker kind of Fed, but we don't have a Reagan kind of president, and so that means we're probably in a worse position.
Right now, again, you say 74% probability. Is that what the betting lines show? 74% probability that the Republicans take both House and Senate?
Yeah, that's what Predicted says, and Predicted is political futures. It's a little bit different than the betting parlors, but the numbers tend to be the same, and that's what it's saying, 74%. Dr. Oz versus Fetterman, where I live in Pennsylvania, flipped, as anybody who saw that debate would not be surprised to see it flip toward Oz. In Arizona, it flipped towards Masters. The moment that the Libertarian candidate dropped out and said, listen, I think we need to support Blake Masters. Vance was already expected to win. Laxalt in Nevada is at 74%. Even Herschel Walker, who is not exactly the strongest of candidates, I think he did better in the debate than expected, so he flipped to positive territory. So those individual races, I think, are driving what we're seeing in the overall expectation.
Now, certainly, if all those races work out on the Senate side, first of all, looking over the entire board, and I know that you do, can you think of what might be a pleasant surprise? Is it even conceivable, as people are talking about, that the governor of New York, Kathy Hochul, goes down to a very aggressive challenge from Lee Zeldin, the Republican?
It would be a pleasant surprise. And probability-wise, if you somehow know that's going to happen, you can triple your money because she's a 3-to-1 advantage for the Democrat on that one. So if you have special insight, I mean, the futures markets aren't perfect. For example, for a while they showed Fetterman ahead. But I knew Fetterman from way back because that's my neck of the woods. My kids actually lived, you know, their starter houses were in Braddock. And I knew that once people got a look at Fetterman and saw that he's like 6 feet tall, 7 feet tall, but, half an inch deep in terms of policy, that it would flip. So futures markets might be, so sometimes people have knowledge that, you know, the market in general doesn't have. So at this point, a pleasant surprise would be nice. Gubernatorially, you know, Mastriano in Pennsylvania, you know, that would be a pleasant surprise for Republicans. But again, that's a 3-to-1. So I wouldn't be so optimistic when it comes to the gubernatorial races as a conservative, but I am more optimistic about the senatorial races. Now, on the other hand, I'm a conservative, but some of these candidates, they're not exactly historic conservatives. They're more populists and celebrities, and I'm not sure that Dr. Oz is a conservative, but I'd still prefer him to Fetterman. So we have to kind of redefine a little bit what we expect. Some of these people win primaries are not great for general elections, and I hope Republicans will keep that in mind in the future.
Calling you General Bolduc, we will get to that race, which, again, I can't believe it because they just changed the rating of the race on Real Clear Politics and at the 538. It's a toss-up in New Hampshire. So what does that mean? Where do we go from here in 2024? We'll have more with Jerry Boyer, who knows the odds and knows the score. We'll be right back on the MedVed Show.
2024. 1-800-955-1776. The Michael Medved Show.
Now's the time to join the millions of Americans who have changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. MyPillow is now offering a BOGO extravaganza on multiple MyPillow products. Right now, get buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, six-piece towel sets, and roll and go anywhere MyPillows, and yes, so much more. Just go to the Radio Listeners Specials page at MyPillow.com and use the promo code MEDVED. That's MyPillow.com, promo code MEDVED, or call 1-800-320-6280. That's 800-320-6280. Don't miss this incredible BOGO extravaganza at MyPillow.com. Buy one, get one free on select products. Remember, that's promo code MEDVED or 1-800-320-6280.
History repeats itself, and we're seeing that play out with inflation. When Jimmy Carter took office in the late 70s, gold sold for $140 an ounce. Can you imagine? By 1980, the price of gold topped out at $870 an ounce. Now, if today's market performs like it did when Carter was in office, the price of gold could skyrocket from $1,800 an ounce to $9,300 an ounce. This is Michael Medved for AmFed Coin and Bullion. Don't miss out on a great opportunity to purchase precious metals while the prices are still stable. If history repeats itself, we'll see a run on gold, silver, and platinum that will certainly drive up prices. Be smart. Buy now. At AmFed, you're dealing with specialists who provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. You'll never be pressured into buying outrageously priced so-called collectible coins or anything that you don't need. 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
On the Michael Medved Show, we are not awaiting Election Day. We're in the middle of an election. More than 10 million Americans have already voted. And again, it looks extraordinarily likely that the Republicans will take control of the House of Representatives, gaining somewhere between 20 and 30 seats. That seems to be the consensus. And then winning the Senate, all they need is one Senate race net to win. Jerry, you were giving a bunch of good news on the respective Senate races, particularly good news about John Fetterman going down. Survivability of John Fetterman, in spite of his complete inability to communicate or even to occupy a debate stage. The truth is, as you say, you know him. I mean, you're right near Braddock, which was the town of which he was mayor. He's never been particularly Daniel Webster Churchill when it comes to oratory. Is that, was that all right?
Yes. I he wouldn't fit in well in the Lincoln-Douglas debates or something of that. But essentially, he's a master of political theater, so he got the tattoo of the zip code of Braddock on his forearm. And excuse me, good political theater, but he's not very substantial.
And, okay. And what you're saying is that the odds have shifted, and the odds are now very much, the odds are on Oz, to put it in a poetic way.
Yes, 65%.
In terms of any surprises that might encourage Democrats that you think are either possible or likely, just on the other side.
I don't see any. I think the momentum is all in the Republican direction. So I would be surprised if the Democrats had any upside surprises.
And so what does this mean for 2024? And what does it mean for the economy for the next 2 years as we're struggling with this divided government? First of all, divided government isn't always bad for the economy, is it? I mean, we had it under the Clinton years for 6 out of the 8 years. We had it for all 8 of the Reagan years. There was divided government, and the economy perked along. Could this actually be a blessing?
Yes, but probably a small blessing, because most of what's wrong with the economy isn't current policy. Most of what's wrong with the economy is monetary policy that got out of control. So once you create one of those giant bubbles, there's really no easy way out. So, you know, you either have to contract the money supply, driving up interest rates, to you slow down the economy and you fight inflation, or you go the other direction. Like, sometimes, you know, the quality of your life is about what you do today, but sometimes the quality about your life is what you've been doing for the past few years. So if you have gotten addicted to a substance, there's no easy way out. Well, easy money is sort of analogous to that. It's kind of like an addiction to a substance. There's no easy way out. So if we move in the right policy, look, we had good policy under Volcker and Reagan, but there was still a very painful adjustment, and we don't have a Reagan yet. Now, maybe DeSantis would be the next Reagan, could be, but that's still 2 years away. So I would say that what is likely to happen in Congress is good, but it's mostly less bad than positively good, and that just might be what we have to, you know, have to thank God for less bad rather than positively good for a while.
That's a thought worth harboring and endorsing. In terms of looking ahead, you mentioned DeSantis. I just found out, which was fascinating. Do you know who his roommate was when he was in the Navy? And apparently they are actually pretty good friends.
No, who?
It was Adam Laxalt, who was about to get elected United States Senator from Nevada. That's one of the seats that Republican gains that I think people are most optimistic about. He's a former Attorney General of the state of Nevada. But he also roomed with Ron DeSantis in the Navy.
Interesting. Laxalt's now at 74%, and that's no surprise, Paul Laxalt from there. I mean, that's a well-established family name, and the big mo is with the Republicans, and Nevada's definitely, it's not a safe, obviously, Republican state, but it's a purple state, so I'm not surprised to see Laxalt doing well there.
And they also have a strong Republican gubernatorial candidate, Joe Lombardo, who's the sheriff of Clark County, who is running hard on the crime issue and is substantially ahead. I would imagine that your numbers show Lombardo at better than 74%.
I don't have those in front of me, so I can't say for sure. By the way, on DeSantis, he's now at 29% to win the presidency, with Trump at 27%, Biden at 20. So the futures market is showing something like Harris and Newsom are at 8%. So basically, you know, it's like less than 30% probability of Democrats winning the presidency in 2024.
And for Democrats to win the presidency in 2024 or against winning the presidency in 2024?
The Democrats are less than 30% likely to win, so it's against. The odds are with the Republicans. The only question right now is which Republican, and they're saying, the futures market is saying DeSantis. By the way, you can do something called conditional probability, which asks which one is more likely to win the general if they win the primary. And the answer is DeSantis is more likely to win the general if he wins the primary than Trump is. In other words, for primary voters, what's your best bet for the general? That's DeSantis by about 4 percentage points.
Wow. And again, he probably will get he is looking to a very comfortable win in the state of Florida. And I see that so is Marco Rubio, his ticket mate, who at one point had been much closer, but now appears to be clearly in command. Jerry Boyer, always a great pleasure speaking to you. I wish you great continued success. We will post some of your most recent columns at michaelmedved.com. He is a former columnist for Forbes.com, the author of A Maker Versus the Takers, and the host of the new podcast, Meeting of Minds. Let us wish good luck to our politicians, our economy, and to the nation in general. In the world of professional basketball, there is some very harsh language being exchanged involving some big stars like Kyrie Irving and Charles Barkley. And it goes even beyond that to Al-Jabbar. So where, on what issue? We will get to that and more coming up on the MedVed Show.
1-800-955-1776. The Michael Medved Show. That's 1-800-955-1776. Sign up today for our free weekly newsletter at michaelmedved.com.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences. Too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Federal Reserve is increasing interest rates yet again in an effort to curb inflation. The FOMC raised our policy interest rate by 75 basis points, and we continue to anticipate that ongoing increases will be appropriate.
Fed Chair Jerome Powell saying the Fed is committed to bringing inflation down to 2%. On Wednesday, Space Force Lieutenant General Bradley Saltzman assumes the position of Chief of Space Operations during the Space Force transition ceremony. Saltzman says the newest military branch is critical for the United States.
A resilient, ready, and combat-capable Space Force is indispensable to deterrence today, tomorrow, and every day after that.
Wednesday night's Powerball jackpot is set for $1.2 billion. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
The Michael Medved Show.
And on the Michael Medved Show, is it time for an amnesty regarding the pandemic and some of the shutdown mania that was pursued during the campaign, during the pandemic and the effort to counteract the COVID disease everywhere, virus that had turned up? We will get to that in a moment. There's also been a pandemic and a dramatic increase in anti-Semitism. It's actually one of those things where the most recent FBI statistics, and it's fascinating to even look at it, is Jews are 2% of the American population overall. It's slightly more than 2%, but not much, closer to 2 than to 3. And right now, 59% of the crimes of harassment, violence, classified as hate crimes, monitored and reported by the FBI, 59% of the hate crimes based on religion are aimed at that 2% who happen to be Jewish. So there's great sensitivity to the issue of anti-Semitism, and this came up with the NBA, with the star, seven-time All-Star, Kyrie Irving, and he's been part of the Nets franchise that just fired their coach because they haven't opened well. But there was a discussion that came up on by Charles Barkley, and inside the NBA with fellow hosts about the fact that the coach was fired from the Nets. But their most controversial player, Kyrie Irving, you remember he was very, very much opposed to vaccines. He has associated himself with very controversial positions. But he recently endorsed, and through his website and his web presence, which is considerable with lots of followers, he endorsed a film which was called From Hebrews to Negroes. And it basically is an anti-Semitic project from beginning to end, with elements of Holocaust denial, basically suggesting Jews are imposters with no actual connection to the Jews of the Bible. It's partially based upon the theology that has been put forward by Louis Farrakhan and his Nation of Islam. There is more about that film that Kyrie Irving has promoted and then defended. And here's Charles Barkley on the subject. Listen.
I think the NBA dropped the ball.
In what way?
I think he should have been suspended. I think Adam should have suspended him. First of all, Adam's Jewish. You can't take my $40 million and insult my religion. You're going to insult me. You have the right, but I have the right to say, no, you're not going to take my $40 million and insult my religion. I think the NBA, they made a mistake. We have suspended people and fined people who have made homophobic slurs, and that was the right thing to do. I think if you insult the black community, you should be suspended or fined heavily. Him acknowledging the Alex Jones thing, should have happened with that too, because that dude's crazy. And I can't believe that we ain't talking about that. We're talking about this idiot.
Okay, and the Alex Jones thing is the defense of Alex Jones by Kyrie Irving. And Abdul-Jabbar, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, viewed by many as the greatest player to have ever graced an NBA roster, called Irving out. He said, Alex Jones is one of the most despicable human beings alive, and to associate with him means you share his stench. I think the NBA dropped the ball, as you just heard Charles Barkley pronounce. Look, it's one of those things where there's also a story today about the migration back to Twitter, or to Twitter, by a number of anti-Semitic and openly anti-Semitic websites under Elon Musk. And Musk had promised that he would do something about it. The story makes this clear. The nonprofit organization Secure Community Network, which provides safety consulting and training for Jewish facilities across North America, wrote a letter yesterday to Elon Musk, the Twitter's new owner, imploring him to clamp down on anti-Semitic content that would endanger lives. How openly anti-Semitic is it? Listen, Twitter has an anti-Semitism problem with hashtags such as Hollow Hoax, that's like Holocaust hoax, and Kill the Jews. It's hashtag Kill the Jews. Abounding on the site, said Michael Masters, who is the national director of this security community network. The group is made up of many former law enforcement officials, including Mr. Masters, who was the chief of staff at the Chicago Police Department. It gave Mr. Musk five recommendations to improve Twitter and the safety of Jewish people, including hiring and training moderators to identify anti-Semitic content, removing it from the platform, and closing user accounts that promote violent extremism. This is not a First Amendment issue. First of all, Twitter is a private business. Secondly, there is no First Amendment protection for violent speech that would be in encouraging actual destruction to individuals and of individuals. There's also, when you talk about moving in a direction to bring people closer together with less negativity and not making Twitter what Elon Musk himself called a hellscape with no rules. He was supposed to put together these committees, commissions, actually looking at content. There's also a piece that appeared by Emily Oster in The Atlantic, which called for what she calls a pandemic amnesty. And the Wall Street Journal just reported that Randy Weingarten, the president of the American Federation of Teachers, one of the biggest spokesmen for the teachers' unions, she agreed with the call for an amnesty. The article argues that Americans should forgive experts and government leaders and teachers' unions for their mistakes during the pandemic. Ms. Oster writes the Wall Street Journal, cites school closures as one example. There is an emerging, if not universal, consensus that schools in the U.S. were closed for too long. Amen. The health risks of in-school spread were relatively low, whereas the costs to students' well-being and educational progress were high. However, she adds, in spring and summer 2020, we had only glimmers of information. Reasonable people, people who cared about children and teachers, advocated on both sides of the reopening debate. And the Wall Street Journal, in an editorial, says that's awfully generous to team shutdown, which included all of the progressive, great and good, and nearly all of the media. Yet it was clear by summer 2020 that children were at extremely low risk for severe illness. They were also struggling with remote learning, as were their parents. All efforts should have been made to reopen schools, as Florida did in August 2020, and kept them open. What the journal is arguing is, look, in terms of an amnesty, no one is going to jail. But no one should be escaping criticism for decisions that were made then or are ever made regarding issues of policy or performance. We will be right back on the Medved Show.
You're a nice guy.
Michael Medved.
Well, it's autumn, and if you're going to go out and look at some of the great colors of the leaves and enjoy the season, well, you get more active, and you know what? Maybe some aches and pains. I had a sore arm for a while, but fortunately I also have Relief Factor. And more to the point, my wife, who is always more active than I am, she uses Relief Factor as well. It is a great, wholly natural, very healthy, scientifically proven pain reliever. It is, you have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. And right now, Relief Factor is still discounted at only $19.95 for what's called a quick start. So about a dollar a day to see if you can get out of pain in just a couple of weeks. And for the cost of a cup of coffee a day, you can get out and stay out of pain. Check it out at michaelmedved.com. Look for the banner for Relief Factor. Some of America's most important principles, like freedom of conscience, speech, rule of law, sanctity and dignity of human life, the family, and economic freedom, are under contemporary assault. It's more important than ever to teach our nation's traditional values and timeless principles. Now, these sometimes forgotten values must be remembered and communicated, and the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College exists to accomplish just that. The Institute promotes these principles to the next generation of leaders on campus and across the country. Go to the website faithandfreedom.com and you'll find online courses on Ronald Reagan and James Madison, and above all, a vigorous defense of Western civilization and its highest values. Advocating for these timeless principles is why Grove City College continues to be a beacon in higher education. Go to faithandfreedom.com.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Your daily dose of debate. It's the Michael Medved Show.
There are a couple of indications about just how badly things are going for the Democrats right now. I mean, if you happen to be a Democrat, a Democratic sympathizer, I mean, you might as well face the facts. So there is this from Don Lemon, which I think is very revealing. Don Lemon, who no one would call a conservative, is on CNN, of course, and he said this about the situation the President of the United States faces. Listen.
Where Biden has been these last few days. He is not going to the places that you're seeing former President Obama go to. It's because of that approval rating.
And a lot of people are not, you know, they don't want to be seen with the president, quite frankly, and they don't want to even answer the question about whether they should be running with him or at having him on the campaign trail or if they'll support him come 2020.
Yeah.
They don't want to be seen with the president? that is extraordinary. I mean, look, I remember very much during the times that I visited with President Bush in the White House, and there were a number of them. It's President George W. Bush. I was there 5 times. And each time they give you a picture, and you save it. You cherish it. It's the President of the United States. There are people, I still have pictures of myself with President Reagan, which I cherish. But it's gotten so bad for Joe Biden that people don't want to be seen with the president. No, he's got a lot of catching up to try to do in reorienting the campaign with his speech tonight, the speech that is scheduled at Union Station. I guess maybe it has to do, Joe Biden loves trains. We've heard of that. He used to take the train from his home in Wilmington, Delaware to Washington, D.C., which is a quick train ride. That's almost a contradiction in terms, quick train ride. But Is he going to be talking about rail issues or real issues tonight? We will find out. Look, it always gave him a lot of privacy when you're riding on Amtrak to get one place or another. There's also this, which is the New York Times. And they have this wonderful article. It's really very insightful and very honest, and it's fair. It's written by three different reporters for the Times. Headline, Top Dems Question Party Strategy in Midterms. Okay, when 6 days before the election, your top Dems are questioning your strategy and saying you've got it all wrong, you have blown it, that isn't a particularly bit of good news. There's also this. I got an email. It came in from William in California. And I thought I would get questioned on something like this, so I'm really glad that I have the opportunity to explain it. And there is an explanation. It's not just a verbal flub, though I'm sometimes guilty of those, too. Okay, this says, Michael, what did you mean when you said, mail in your ballot, vote early, and that way you know it gets counted, or something to that effect? Are you saying that if people vote on Election Day, their vote may not be counted? Well, I will vote on Election Day regardless. And signed, William in California. Well, good luck to you. The point is, when you have a mail-in ballot, and when you're not dropping it off in a drop box, you want to put it in the mail. And here in the state of Washington, they pay for mailing your ballot. You don't even waste the 50 cents on a stamp, right? So you can just put it in the mailbox. However, if you put it in the mailbox the day of the election, depending on when you do, there at least is a chance that the U.S. mail is not always perfect in delivering stuff on time. And if it gets there somehow late, if the post office messes up, you don't know with the same kind of certainty that if, for instance, you mail your ballots in this afternoon, which should be pretty solid because it's 6 days, and to get 6 days to another place in Washington State, or again, people in Washington State or in California, they do have drop boxes. You have to find out where they are. They're widely and conveniently located, and I think the drop boxes are pretty safe, and you don't have to worry about them getting there late. Oh, we are going to be having the next senator from California, Tiffany Smiley, is going to be joining us tomorrow at 1:05. And again, her campaign is so close. I want everybody to hear her own case for why she would be a great gift and a very positive addition in the Washington delegation representing this state. There is also this about voter ID laws, which remain controversial. Now, I never thought of this, but maybe this is one of those new issues that can revive Democratic fortunes in these competitive elections we have all across the country. This is an NBC reporter analyzing a special group suffering potentially from voter ID laws. Listen.
And as Gen Z gears up to hit the polls, transgender voters are concerned they might be blocked from casting their ballots.
Yeah, that's because a growing number of states are enforcing stricter voter identification laws that disproportionately impact the community.
NBC Out reporter Joe Yerkeba joins us now with more on this. Joe, good morning to you. So first of all, how can voter ID laws create obstacles for transgender people? And where do we see some of the strictest voter ID laws?
Sure, yeah. So voter ID laws disproportionately impact trans people because trans people are more likely to have IDs without the name that they go by and the gender marker that reflects how they present. And recent research shows that just over 200,000 eligible trans voters in 31 states that both conduct their elections mostly in person and require or request ID at the polls don't have IDs that reflect their gender identities and the names they go by. And, you know, the states that have the strictest voter ID laws are mostly concentrated in the South and Midwest.
Okay. 200,000 trans people have not been able to get IDs that match up with the way they identify themselves. Here's an idea. If you really care about voting, can't you get your ID straight? or again, this entire objection to voter ID is so wildly unpopular, and it's because of logic like this. Go ahead, make this case, explain to people why you can't have voter ID requirements for trans people, which means if you don't have an ID, just tell them you're trans and you can go ahead and vote anyway. I mean, what? This is absurd. Not absurd is every once in a while when a movie comes along that is trying to fulfill some kind of higher purpose. That is true with what will be, I think, one of the critically and awards time recognized movies of the year. Listen.
Now it's time for MedVed's Entertainment Minute.
In 1955, 14-year-old Emmett Till was brutally murdered in a Mississippi lynching, and his mother insisted on an unopened casket so the world could see the hideous impact of the racist violence. It's portrayed memorably in the searing drama Till, now playing in theaters.
This was my boy, Emmett Till.
Can I at least just fix him up a bit?
No, they have to see it for themselves.
Those pictures of your son change people's lives.
That's Danielle Detweiler, who gives an Oscar-level performance as Till's mother, who is really the chief character in this film as she tries to seek justice for her dead son. The young Nigerian-American filmmaker Chinonye Chukwu focuses on the reaction to the crime rather than its perpetrators or the details of their cruelty. It's rated PG-13, 3 stars for Till, which counts as one of the most moving and ultimately inspiring movies about the civil rights movement. And on the Michael Medved show, along similar lines, tomorrow we'll talk about the incident in Alabama over Halloween. There are lots of controversies all the time over Halloween costumes that are deemed to be irrelevant. Somebody decided to come dressed as a Klansman on Halloween in Alabama. It didn't go well. We'll tell you why not and how not next time. There's also, I was expecting this and waiting for it. It's finally arrived. A major op-ed in a major newspaper that favors smearing food on Mona Lisa's. Smearing food on artistic masterworks as a means of protecting the climate. Really? And we will speak to former ambassador of Israel to the United States, Michael Oren, who must be as surprised and maybe encouraged as everybody else. Encouraged why? Because the elections in Israel are now over, this round of elections, and this might be a decisive verdict. What does Netanyahu's victory really mean? We will talk about that. And much more about a new campaign for Donald Trump, may be announcing it soon in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Fred Dreyer here for a product I use and love, Balance7.com. Are you suffering with heartburn? Get relief from Balance 7. Most people are able to go back to eating the foods they enjoy with Balance 7. Please don't be stubborn. This really works. You're just a sip away from enjoying the foods you like. Try Balance 7 with a money-back guarantee. Do you suffer with joint discomfort? Getting out of bed in the morning feeling how stiff your body is and wondering how bad is it going to get as the years go by? Try Balance 7. It reduces the acid buildup in the body. In 3 days' time, you will feel a great improvement. Getting older doesn't have to mean it has to get worse. Use Balance 7. Go to Balance7.com or call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. Mention the code word FRED and get $10 off your order. Call 800-793-9039 and mention the code word FRED. Get heartburn relief and more with my favorite, Balance7.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At TCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply nutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.